Hello and welcome back to the Mac Method podcast. You know those like horns? You know those horns that they do? They're like, you know what I'm talking about? Bro, I'm gonna sound so stupid if you guys don't know what I'm talking about. But I should start adding in sound effect. You know what? Cameraman, get your ass up and add in that get on that fucking mixer board right now. Fucking add in those. I don't know. I'm not yelling at anybody. There's no one in here. I'm laying in my fucking bed right now all alone. I don't know why. Why do I do that? You know, I'll catch myself talking to myself like a little often, a little too often, where I think it's kind of concerning. Like, what was it? I think it was one time I was in the shower. Yeah, I was in the shower. And I told you guys before, me and Monica share a bathroom. And so I was in the shower and I think the door was like half cracked, whatever. And I'm like shampooing my hair, la-di-da-da. I'm talking literally just to myself. I think I was thinking about like podcast topics or something. I was just kind of talking out loud. And Monica comes in. She's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, no one. She was like, you're not on the phone with anybody? And I was like, no, sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I'm just like schizophrenic. I don't know why I do that. I catch myself doing it too often. It's starting to become a concern. And I don't, should we see a medical professional about it? No, it's not that. Well, maybe it is that bad. But I'm currently, you know, laying in my bed as I always do when I'm doing these podcasts. And it's kind of funny. So those that probably haven't listened to the first episode or whatever, you guys are probably just thinking, you guys just probably hopped onto this episode and was like, oh yeah, she's definitely at a desk right now. Super, super professional lady, you know, like, you know, she has to have her little boom arm and her little mic stand and whatever the fuck, a mixer board. And she's definitely doing this at a desk in some business attire. Well, first off, you're wrong. I'm in my bed in sheets that I probably need to be, they need to be washed like ASAP. 100%. Laying in my bed, got some hydrocodone next to me on my nights. That sounds so bad when I think about it, dude. I talked about this in the last episode. I was like, dude, does this make me a druggie? It's still sitting on my fucking nightstand. No, I have not touched it. I know you guys are probably thinking, Mac, well, why don't you touch it? Like, why don't you literally down the whole bottle right now? You won't. No balls. Yeah, I don't have any balls because I would like to fucking be alive tomorrow. But yeah, I haven't touched the hydros. But I do have my antibiotics. I still haven't finished for my tooth. Yeah, we need to talk about my teeth. We need to talk about my root canal appointment. So last Monday, I'm filming this on a week later. So last Monday, October, whatever the third, whatever the fuck day it was, I don't know. Last Monday, I had my root canal appointment. And if you guys listened to the last episode, you guys knew that I was having major tooth issues. And, I basically am going to need basically a two-step appointment for my root canal. And the first appointment was basically what they had told me before I even went. They were like, oh, yeah. So we're basically just going to go down there and we're going to put in medicine. And that's going to be that. I was like, okay, perfect, right? I'm just thinking, okay, they're probably just going to inject my gums, numb me, inject my gums with some medicine. Boom, we're out of there. Oh boy, was I was wrong. Way fucking wrong. What they failed to tell me was they left out the part, the simple little part that they were gonna take a fucking jackhammer to my right lower jaw and literally drill a gaping hole in my tooth. Didn't tell me that part. So I was under the impression that it wasn't gonna hurt that bad. And so let me just paint you this picture, as I always do. I'm driving, already scared shitless because I'm like, you know, I don't want to have to fucking go through this whole root canal fucking shit again because I already did it in January and my dumbass just didn't go back for the fucking crown. So I go to the appointment and meanwhile, I'm like already shaking in my boots over here. I'm shaking in my boots, quivering, going up to the door, pull open the door. I'm like, okay, fuck. Like, I go to the lady. I'm like, yo, do I need to check in or what? She's like, yeah, I got you checked in, babe. Go sit down. Have a seat. So I have a seat in their little fake leather seats in the little waiting office. And I'm like, all right, I'm waiting. I'm not shitting you, dude. An hour had passed by. And I was like, you have got to be shitting. I'm like, I'm already fucking anxious as shit right now. And you guys are going to make me sit and wait for an hour just literally this building up in me, and I'm on the edge of just probably passing out on the seat. And anyways, so finally an hour goes by. I think my appointment was maybe at like 9:30 or maybe it's at 8:30, whatever. They call me back 9:30 and I'm like, fuck, you know, she's like, McKenna. And I'm like, that's me. Fuck. I'm about to get my shit rocked in this chair. So they put me in the little seat. They're like, oh, we're going to be in this room. So we go in the room. Oh my God. First things first, gospel music is playing. And I'm like, why are we praising Jesus when I'm about to have a jackhammer to my tooth? Why are we celebrating? Is this supposed to be celebratory? Is this supposed to be fun? I'm not having fun right now. I quite frankly, I don't want to have a jackhammer going through my tooth, but I mean, that's just me. All I hear in the background is, praise Jesus, baby. Yeah, he died for our sins, baby. And I was like, yo, we're not doing this right now. I said, turn off this gospel music right now. I actually took the speaker, the Alexa that they had, and I threw it out the window. And the lady, the dental hygienist, came back. She said, where did the speaker go? I said, I have no idea. I don't know. So one of your coworkers just, you know, took it out, and he, I don't know. He said he was going to bring it to his side. Like, why? Like, this should be more of a customer's comfort rather than what the fuck does the dentist want to listen to? The dentist right now, it's Monday. Why are we praising Jesus? It's Monday. It's a Monday morning. And you're about to literally fucking strap me in this fucking dentist chair and go ham on my tooth, and you're trying to listen to Jesus music while I'm dying in the chair. Yeah, that's cool. I love that. That's so comforting for me. That is so, love that so much. What? I'm sorry. That should never be a thing. And I you would think, you know, not everyone is Christian. So it's like, why would they play that in like a public setting? I don't know. It just didn't sit right with me. And the lady didn't say nothing to me like about it. She was just like, she's like, yeah, we're going to listen to some music while, and I'm like, dude, who the fuck wanted music, okay? Maybe I wanted to listen to you guys in my tooth. Maybe I wanted that. You didn't ask me. So anyways, I'm listening to fucking gospel music this whole time. Worship music. The whole time I'm getting my tooth done. So that's already an issue with me. I'm like, this is making me even more anxious. Because all I hear is just singing 40-year-old women in the coming out of the Alexa. Wasn't really too thrilled. So, you know, they get me prepped and everything. They put like the little, dude, if none of you guys have gotten a root canal done, it's the most like uncomfortable probably thing ever. They put like literally, I don't know what, a latex like thing over your mouth. So first off, I can't breathe. I all of a sudden forget how to breathe out of my nose, and I forget that I have nostrils and I can do that. So I'm over here suffocating. They have a latex thing over the mouth, and then they put like this, oh my God, they put this like this, what is it? It's like a metal ring almost, and they put it around your tooth over the latex glove. I say it's a glove. It's not a fuck. It doesn't have finger. It doesn't have fingers. It's just like a latex square basically. And they put like the little ring over your tooth, over whatever tooth they're trying to fix. And then they pop a hole like through it so then they can see the tooth and then like everything, whatever. And then they put a bite blocker like in your mouth too. So I'm choking on this bite blocker, can't breathe, listening to gospel music. This sounds something like a serial killer would probably do to me. If I was blind and I just walked into a place, I would 100% think that the dentist is trying to murder me and is going to try and like de-scalp me right there on the chair. Like, have you guys seen the movie Call? Like, that is kind of the vibes it gave me. So in this movie Call, like, the guy, like, kidnaps this girl, whatever, and he throws her down in the basement, and she's in, like, a legit dentist chair, and, like, has her wrist, like, strapped to, like, the chair, and, like, okay, we're getting off topic here. But, like, he de-scalps them, and I'm like, bro, that literally, that, if I was a blind woman, I would 100% think that's what the dentist was trying to do to me right there. Without a doubt. They're like, I'm surprised at the dentist they don't fucking wrap up your hands into the chair. Dentists are terrifying. I never used to be scared of the dentist, and now ever since this appointment, I do not want to go back, but I have to, because I'm not trying to have a big ass infection in my jaw and then lose my whole entire jaw. So, anyways, whatever. They're doing all their shit. What they prep me, whatever. They gave me all this numbing stuff. Luckily, I couldn't feel really anything. It was the after part that was like literal hell. I think afterwards was much worse than actually getting the procedure done. But yeah, so the guy, like endodontist, whatever the fuck his, I don't know. I think that's what's up. Yeah, that's what they're called. Okay. He takes like, first off, he's like, okay, yeah, we're gonna have to drill. And I'm like, as soon as I heard the word drill, I was like, I know you're fucking with me right now. You just told me I had to put medicine down there. You ain't tell me I had to do all that. And so he's like, okay, we're gonna take this little big ass drill, this inch long fucking drill, and we're gonna clean out, you know, all the infection down there, and then we're gonna apply medicine, and then we're gonna stuff it with cotton. And I was like, all right. So he got to work. All I'm hearing is literally like in my fucking tooth, and I'm like, luckily I couldn't feel a thing, so I was just kind of chilling there, like listening to the sounds, and I was like, this don't sound too good. Y'all sound like you're really about to like dismember my fucking jaw. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if my jaw just fell off my face right now. But anyways, great experience. Great experience. You know, no, I have my second appointment November 3rd. So I'll go back and they'll do the exact same thing they pretty much did, except they won't put medicine down there. And they're going to, you know, put those little sticks. Those little, I don't know what they're called. They're basically like little sticks that they put in place into your root of your tooth. If you have a root canal, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's basically what they're gonna have to do with the next one. They're still gonna have to fucking go down there and drill down on my tooth. So I can't wait for that. It's gonna be so much fun. But yeah, super duper fun. I was just like, what did I do to deserve this? I deserved it all. I deserved it all for putting off. That will teach me to never put off a fucking medical appointment ever again. I will never do that ever again. Like, mark my words. But speaking of blind people, I was thinking about this at the gym the other day. I was asking my friend Leo. I was like, do you believe in Helen Keller? He's like, what do you mean believe? Like, she's real. I was like, no. She's not real. Life is a simulation. Helen Keller is not fucking real. If you fucking believe that for one second, can you tell me what the fuck? If you were blind and deaf, you think you could write a book? You think you could write a book? Go ahead. Whip out some fucking Dr. Seuss on me and see if you can do it. No way. No way is she real. What do you mean? Like, I don't care how many things there are about her in history. How the fuck are you going to prove to me that she did all this stuff? How do you know that someone else didn't write that book for her? And she was just signing. How the fuck does she even know sign language? I'm like mind blown. Wait. Yeah, because if she can't see or hear, how the fuck is she supposed to know what to do with her hands to talk to people? There's no way. Like, simply no way. And the fact that she wrote books, in what world? In what world do you fucking write books, lady? You don't even know what a pencil is. You don't even know what a fucking pencil is. Or even a feather and an ink, babe. Helen, be real here. We're not gonna be mad at you. Like, just because you're some made-up lady doesn't mean... Like, you just... Helen Keller thinks she's superior just because she was blind and deaf. Like, babe, I can do that too. I can do that too. If that's really what... What'd she do? Let's just use her nose to, like, smell? Like, what were you smelling, girl? Like, what was... How? I'm, like, speechless. I actually have, like, no words for this because this, like, really threw me in a loop. Like, when I brought it up to Leo, I was like, what in the fuck? I literally don't... I just think there's no words for this. And, like, how was her IQ was, like, it was, like, 160, I think. Don't ask me how I know this. I don't know. But I know Helen Keller's IQ was high, and I'm like, dude, you are blind and deaf. What can you possibly be learning? How is her IQ higher than mine? I think there's a lot of people's IQs that are higher than mine, but that's besides the point. I just, you know, enough Helen Keller slander. Babe, if you're out there, if your ghost is listening to me right now, there's no way you're real. And I just refuse. I refuse to see it. I should read one of her books. I'm a big reader now, if you guys didn't know. I say that and I read like 3 books in the past 5 months. I'm such a big reader. No, but actually though, that's actually pretty good for me because I used to never read. And then I started getting into books and it was all because of Colleen Hoover. And you know, if you know Colleen Hoover, it's all about, you know, fucking sex and sticking my dick in like fucking holes and whatnot. Like literally all Colleen Hoover books are like that. And if your girlfriend says she likes Colleen Hoover books, she's just horny. Ah, there. I said it. Fuck. I mean, come on. Come on. You're going to sit here and tell me that your girlfriend has read Ugly Love, November 9th, It Ends With Us, and she's not dick deprived? Yeah, wrong. Wrong. Like, obviously Hoover is providing something for us that no man could. And I said it there. I said it. And also, you know, it's actually kind of concerning now that I think about it, seeing grown ass women, like 40-year-old women, read Colleen Hoover books. Because I mean, like, Cindy, you might want to rethink your marriage, babe. I think Todd might be cheating on you if you're reading Hoover books. I'm sorry. I don't really make the rules here. I don't know. Colleen Hoover books are only supposed to be for, you know, Gen Z, not you fucking millennials, all right? I think this actually makes me come to the conclusion that Gen Z is actually quite fucked in the head. Quite fucked. And, you know, my whole generation, we're all fucked. We're all fucked. And I think it's fine. I think it's fine. It's not fine. But I don't make the rules. I mean, we all know that's the truth. And that's just how it is. But Colleen Hoover books, I don't know. I just like the way, I don't know. It's just fun because, like, super, like, okay, this sounds kind of like a fantasy now that I'm thinking about it. Now that I'm thinking about it. Colleen Hoover, you know, love story books. You know, now that I think about this, this is actually kind of sounding not so hot. But Colleen Hoover, actually, though, the way she writes is she's very descriptive. And, like, it's super easy, like, picture it in your head. I know some books are kind of harder to do that, depending on, like, the author's style and whatnot. But no, her books were actually, like, very, like, capturing. And I don't know if that was just purely because of the fact that I've been single for so long that I don't have, like, any human interaction with boys like that. So that might be also why I, like, enjoy her books. I don't know, man. It's been a long time. And I think, I don't know, dude. I just haven't been in a relationship. I don't know. I haven't been really, like, wanting one for a while. And I don't know. You know, as it gets colder outside, you get lonelier and lonelier, and it's just not a good mix. Colleen's about to be my best friend this winter. No, I'm kidding. I'm actually fine. I've been really content being single. Like, I had nothing wrong with it. I've tried talking to some guys, and I just wasn't feeling it 100%, and I don't ever want to try and, like, force something to work if I'm not in it 110%, you know what I mean? And I think that's how, you know, a lot of people are. But I don't know. I think that's how did we go from Helen Keller not being real to me being single and having me being severely lonely? How did that happen? I don't know. Anyways, next topic. I was in Target the other day, grocery shopping. I think it was actually after my root canal appointment, because that whole day was just absolutely bonkers. It was one thing after another. It was one thing after fucking another. And I was like, what's going to happen now? So I go to Target. Yeah. I did went to Target that day. So I went to Target and I'm, like, just shopping in, like, the fucking dairy section, whatever. And I see this Target worker just packing up the yogurt. And I'm like, yo, can I get squeezed by you real quick? Grab my yogurt. If you don't know, ratio protein yogurt, 25 grams of protein, steal. It's at Target. So good. So I think HEB sells it too. If, like, you guys have HEB, I don't know what y'all grocery stores have, but ratio protein yogurt is the best Greek yogurt ever. It's like, what? Like, 25 calories? What they be putting in that? What they fucking be putting in that? Like, what do these cows be eating? What? Because it's dairy. Like, it's not, you know, what? I don't know. But anyways, I'm seeing this Target worker doing his job. And I'm like, cool. And this old man comes, like, speeding around the corner. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Yo, like, and I just kind of glanced up. And then he's talking to the Target worker. The very first thing he goes, hey, how are ya? And, like, the Target worker's like, good, yo, like, good, man. And, like, the fucking grandpa's like, he's like, oh, anyone new gone yet? Seems like every time I see you working in here, you tell me someone new has hit the dust. What? What? I'm sorry, because what? He said it so casually to this Target worker, and he was like, yeah, I mean, like, every time I talk to you, someone new is dead. I'm like, what? Why is this such a casual car? And he was, like, happy about it. Like, happy bringing up fucking death. I'm like, Mr. Grandpa, what? And this Target worker's like, oh, yeah, you know, Cindy died last week of a brain tumor. And, Billy, he hit the rocker, you know, about 2 weeks ago. He had testicle cancer. I don't really know. I wasn't invited to the fucking funeral. I mean, I saw their obituaries. Like, I don't. This old man sounded so casual about it. And I was like, and first off, do you know this man? Or are you just asking him like he's a random, like they must know each other, right? If he's asking about like a death, I don't know. Something's not adding up. Like, if I was the Target worker, I would have been like, yo, Peepaw, well, when are you going to expire? You haven't expired yet, babe? When's your expiration date? Peepaw's like, well, could be tomorrow. I don't know. Martha's really making my blood pressure rise. I mean, she won't stop fucking making me cook the chickens out back. I'm stressed. Like, Peepaw just trying to live his life, man. Martha, shut the fuck up, Martha, if you're listening to this. I'm sorry. This podcast is all over the place. I don't know what's going through my head. You know, the past few days kind of felt like a fever dream, not gonna lie. If you guys have a Peepaw, like, if I'm sorry, can we talk about grandparent names? Something ain't right with those. Something is not right. Some people be having like Poopaw and Nina, and like, I'm like, where do you get these names from? Don't tell me you made it when you were a child. You did not make those names when you were a child. You couldn't even say mama and dada. Ain't no way. Ain't no way you got a Nini and a pee-pee. No. Absolutely not. You literally don't. Like, stop lying. Like, you just wanted to be different. You just wanted to be different, and you wanted to be original and say that you were so original and your family so unique because you don't have a grandma and papa or a grandma and grandpa. All right? just be real here. Be real. Be real to the people, okay? I'm not asking for much here. But if you have a Meemaw, Peepaw, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of this podcast. Meemaws, Peepaws, they're not allowed. I feel so bad. What if your grandparents are so nice and I just literally fucking hated on them so hard? It's fine. It's fine. Take a joke. Take a chill pill. Take a fucking chill pill. I was in the car. I have like crazy thoughts when I'm in like the car all the time. And usually my thoughts, I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll listen to podcasts. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes I'll listen to music. Sometimes I literally drive with nothing playing. And I'm actually concerned for myself when I do that. Because I'm like, are you okay? Why are you driving with no sound of anything? Sometimes silence is the best music. That was like, damn. Yo, that was kind of good. Has anyone said that before? I feel like did I just create that quote? I think I should be the author behind that quote if I was the first one. Probably wasn't the first one, but we can say it was. Anyways, silence is the best music. Yeah, that is good. That's good. Write that down. I'm on one today. What is going on with me? Okay. Anyways, I was in the car and I'm like, you know, sometimes when I'm turning right, I'll put on my left signal. Why the fuck do I do that? Am I retarded? Am I dumb? I like left and right turn signals. Why do I have car dyslexia? Why am I dyslexic? I'm like, why do I not know what's right and what's left? I know every other time, but as soon as I fucking turn on my turn signal, I let everybody know I'm turning left when I'm actually turning right. It's like, haha, psych, you thought, bitch, I'm actually turning right. Dumb bitch, you really thought I was gonna turn left? Nah, whore. Nah, slut. But yeah, I have like car dyslexia. I don't know, right and left turn signals really fuck me up sometimes. And I don't know if I should be slightly concerned for myself. When should I not be concerned about myself is, I think, is the real question. I do a little bit too many questionable things on a daily basis that could be bad if I took them to a medical professional, but we won't do that. We don't have time for that. I probably won't even make the appointment for myself anyway. So what? what are we hurting here? Nothing. Except the fact that with these dyslexic turn signals, I can definitely cause some car crashes. But that's besides the point. Haven't done that. So the most I've ever done is I've rear-ended two people. Yeah, two people. Both were in trucks. And, oh, actually, this is funny. So I was actually, this was two summers ago? Yeah, last summer. Yeah, it was last summer, actually. So last summer, I'm driving home. That day was already really fucking crazy. The day that I rear-ended this guy because I got to work and I worked at a gym at this point and I got there and the whole like gym's electricity was out and like we were the only place that had no power. Like the weather was perfectly fine. Like all the buildings around us had power. We were like the only building that had no power. So that was already weird. Went to work, no power. They sent us home early. So I got to leave at like 9 o'clock in the morning, right? So I'm driving back to the house and like I'm listening to John Mayer. Just picture this. I think it's like 70, like had to have been like 75, 80 in the morning. Nice breeze. You know, I have a sunroof. So like Cynthia's sunroof was down. I was like, we are vibing right now. I said, vibes are so high right now. Just got off work. Got the whole day to go. Windows down, cruising, right? My drive to work as like through all these back roads and so there's a lot of trees, so pretty, and I'm driving, right? I'm like, listen, John Mayer. I'm like, this is like, I'm like, yeah, slow dancing in a burning room. I'm like, yeah, the vibes is so high right now, nothing could take me down, right? So I'm going, I have to turn right up at this like on this like kind of highway ish so I have to merge onto this road, right? And there's a truck in front of me and we're going into like the yield, you know, like when you go right and you're like trying to like yield into like the new fucking like road that you're turning onto. So this truck's like in front of me and I didn't even like, it was a company truck, I think it was like for maybe like a construction company, whatever the fuck. So damn, dude, we're both turning right, he's in front of me, right? And I'm like looking back to my left looking down for cars, right? But I had already thought that he had like gone because he started to speed up, and so I already thought that he was like, he already had like turned, right? So I thought he went, but I'm looking back and I'm still rolling and I didn't realize I was rolling and I fucking hit the back of his truck. The front of Cynthia was up his ass and I was like, yo. Immediately, this was my first ever like wreck, quote unquote wreck, because it wasn't like a bad wreck, but it was just a little fender bender. And I was like, bro, and I'm immediately shaking uncontrollably. I thought I was going to fall in my car and pass out. Bawled my eyeballs out. Absolutely was bawling. And because I never had gotten into anything like that, like where the cops had to come for like anything with a car or whatever. And I should not be driving. I don't even know what the fuck, like registration, insurance. I don't know any of that. Okay. He asked for that. And I'm like, I don't know. I hid in this packet that I had in my car that had like all of the important information. And I said, here, this is all I have. And I like sent it to him. I'm like, lock me up now, officer. I'm ready. I have my arms up above my head. Put the handcuffs on, please. I'm tired. I can't do this. I didn't do anything wrong. Just lock me up. I'm fine. Just take me to the prison. I don't care. Put me in life sentence. And like, he's like, you're fine, ma'am. I just need your license and registration. Just lock me up, dude. Just lock me the fuck up. I got fucking 30 pounds of weed in my car. I got an M16 in the back trunk. Just fucking take me. Lock me up where I fucking deserve, okay? Ma'am, you just had a fender bender. No! Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I know I've been doing crystal meth. It's fine. Ma'am, you're clean. What are you talking about? That was me when I got fucking when I rear-ended somebody. But the guy that I rear-ended, whatever. We got out of the truck. I mean, I got out of the car. He got out of his truck. And we were like, I was like, bro, I'm just like, fuck, I never done this before. I'm sorry. I was bawling my eyeballs out. And Cynthia was fine. Cynthia had absolutely no dents on her. His truck, though, had like a dent in like the back bumper, and I was like, yeah, fuck, of course his truck got fucked and mine didn't. I was like, why is that? He has a big ass truck and of course his got fucking fucked and mine didn't. My little 2011 Mazda didn't get fucked. How? Riddle me fucking that. And so I'm just like, dude, why? Of course this would happen. So he's like, well, I guess we have to call the cops. He's like, He's like, if this was just my regular truck, I wouldn't have said anything about it. Since it is a company truck, I do have to call the cops. And I was like, fuck, man. So he calls 911, whatever, fucking cops come. Then I get a ticket, right? I get a fucking ticket. Usually you don't fucking get, like, I don't know, like, I was talking to one of my friends. He was like, yeah, usually you don't get a ticket, like, for a wreck, because he's a cop, too. And I was like, yeah, well, this fuck gave me a ticket for following too closely. So then I had to go to court for that ticket. That was a nightmare. I was shitting brains about to go to court. I was terrified. Court sounds so scary when it's like, ooh, we're going to court. You're thinking like, oh, Judge Judy's going to be up on that fucking stand and I'm going to have to plead guilty to literally everything. I'm going to have to plead guilty for stealing a Fuddruckers token back when I was 5 years old. And I'm going to go to be sentenced to life in prison. I don't know why I had so much anxiety. My mom came with me, actually. And I get there. I'm like, it's not, there's like fucking 100 people in the room. And like everyone has traffic tickets. And I'm like, dude, why was I stressing out about this? I do that every time. Every time something minuscule happens like that, I'm like, I overplay it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be worse. This is going to be so bad. This is going to be so bad. And then I get there and it's not even bad at all. But playing off of that Fuddruckers token, I don't know if any of you guys know what Fuddruckers is. I think it might be like a Southeast thing, or just, I don't know, just like an East Coast thing. But Fuddruckers it's just basically like a little burger joint, I think. And they give you tokens if, like, when you're a child, you get a little token and like your kid's meal, whatever, and you can take the token back up and you can get a like free cookie. And I never took the token back up. And so we left Fuddruckers and I still had the token and I thought I stole it. And then I hid it in my mom's van seats. So no one would find it, and that way I wouldn't get thrown in jail, because I thought I was going to be thrown to jail if they found out that I stole the chip. But yeah. Anyways, I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about before I started talking about the wreck, but I, like, never want to rear-end anybody ever again. I'm like, that was terrifying, and even, I think, getting into tiny, because you never know who you're going to hit. You never know if you're going to fucking hit a psychopath, or you're going to hit the sweetest fucking grandma ever, you know, like, if you hit a grandma, you're kind of safe. Like, she's gonna be buried here in a little bit anyway, so you don't really have anything to worry about. Grandma's probably like, it's fine, you know. And most of the time, grandmas are kind of clueless. They're kind of clueless. So really, if you hit them, you'd be like, oh no, you had the dent there the whole time. What are you talking about? They're like, oh, I did? You're like, oh yeah, yeah. Your whole fucking bumper fell off. Like, that had been falling off already. Like, it wasn't me. And the grandma would be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. Well, you have a nice day, sweetie. And like, you just go back home. No, yeah, I love old people, so don't get me wrong. I don't know why I have so much grandparent slander on this episode, but it is what it is. Sometimes old people just can't help it. Sometimes they're just silly. They're just so silly and goofy. And I hope to God when I'm a grandma, like, I am not grumpy. Because there's so many. It's a hit or miss. You either get really sweet grandparents or you get the ones that are crotchety and just fed up with everything in the world. And I'm really hoping I'm the first option and not the second, because that'll be really upsetting if I turn out to be super grumpy. I'm going to try not to be. I'm going to try my best, but there's no promises. If my knee isn't working by the time I'm fucking 30, I'm going to be grumpy by the time I'm 30. That's not even up for debate. Like, if I can't fucking function, if I can barely walk without pain, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be real pissed. And if I'm in a fucking wheelchair by the time I'm 60, that's also not the move. That's also something I don't want to have to endure. But what day was this? Maybe this was earlier this week. I fucking stepped in diarrhea. I stepped in fucking liquid shit. It was in the morning and I was about to leave for work and I was getting ready, you know, I was packing my lunch, whatever. And I'm at the sink, right? So when I came down the stairs first, I saw like 5 piles of like just liquid fucking brown shit on the floor. And I was like, well, that doesn't really look good. I said, I wonder if that's definitely poop. I couldn't tell if it was poop or throw up because it looked kind of similar. And I was like, well, Tristan was about to be up and so was Dylan, and both of them are the only ones that have dogs in the house. And so I was like, well, it was obviously Tanker Ranger, right? And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know who the fuck did it, but like both Tristan and Dylan were up, so they were going to clean it up anyways when they came out in the kitchen. So I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to be like, okay, well, I saw it, whatever. So anyways, there's a little golden treasure in the kitchen that I didn't see, right? And I'm washing my hands off. I take a step back. My toes were wet and they had been smushed in between the diarrhea on the floor. And immediately I froze. I had no idea what to do. I was just like, I was in utter shock. I was like, there's no way that I have shit between my toes right now. Barefoot. There wasn't even fucking socks. Like, there was skin to shit. And I was like, you have got to be shitting me. I had to leave in like 5 minutes. I was like, I have shit between my toes right now. How can I go anywhere? I'm like frozen. I'm literally frozen. I'm like, why anytime something happens to me like that, I immediately freeze and I have no idea what to do. I'm just like, I'm frozen. And so I was just like, help. And Dylan's over here. He's like running with like paper towels. And then I like fucking wiped off my foot. And then it was funny because I posted like a video on my story. Like I was like, oh, happy Wednesday. Well, not so happy Wednesday because I fucking stepped in shit this morning. And then I had like some DMs. They were like, you didn't specify if it was human shit or dog shit. And now I'm concerned. And I was like, that is true. That is true. It was human shit, actually. Tristan fucking shat all over the floor. I don't know what was wrong with your stomach, but no, we figured out who the culprit was. It was I think it was Tank. Tank had explosive diarrhea all over the floor, and I wasn't too thrilled. I wasn't too thrilled to have that between my toes. And you know, I had people also DMing me saying, oh, I'm glad that's not me. I said, yeah, I'm glad one of us didn't fucking catch a fungal infection. I'm glad one of us started their day off right with no fungal infection. It was bad. It was gross. And, you know, I've stepped in shit before, but with shoes on, not barefoot. And I think I never want to do that ever again. I think that's what the conclusion I've came to. I was scrolling through TikTok also. I don't know. I mean, when am I not scrolling through TikTok? I scrolled through it and I saw this video and it was like, women, listen up. They were like, public PSA. These are things that you want to look out for in case of a human trafficker. And I'm like, this is the last fucking TikTok I needed to see right now. My anxiety shot through the roof. I think my fucking heart was probably beating at like 100 beats per minute at a resting heart rate. And I was like, something's telling me I don't feel too well right now. And I think I might pass out on my bed. I saw they were telling, you know, zip ties, you know, if they see money on your windshield or like even a fucking buggy behind. That was the most southern shit I ever have said. Oh my God. Shopping carts. Sorry. I'm not that country. A shopping cart behind your car and like just things to distract you. So like they can fucking, oh, and then they said like something on the ground. Oh, like if you have something behind your tire. I don't know. And then there's like someone hiding under your car and they fucking slit your Achilles. This is exactly why I'm scared to go anywhere by myself. And I said, this is the last TikTok I fucking needed to see right before I'm about to go to Target. And like, why? Why would you show me that? I'm already aware of the fact that I could possibly be Ted Bundy's next fucking victim. Okay. I didn't need to see that. I immediately just locked my phone and I put my phone down. I said, that is going to be my 13th reason. I can't, well, it can't be my 13th reason if someone already fucking kills me before I kill myself. So, well, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do? Yeah, that's enough TikTok for today. That is enough TikTok. I hate being reminded of my number one fear on TikTok. Like, I'm like, why would we make videos about that? I see where you're coming from. I see that you're trying to spread awareness. But if I'm already deathly afraid of getting human trafficked, why would I want to see that on my For You page? For You page was really for you-ing. It really was. And I immediately was just like, I don't know. I'm about to cry. That TikTok made me want to cry. I said, women should not have to worry about, like, what do you want me to do? Just stay in my house all day? People will be like, why are you walking around at fucking 8 o'clock in the morning anyways outside? What do you mean, why am I walking around? Maybe I need to get my steps in. You ever thought about that? Maybe men shouldn't just be so, sorry, not strictly men, but I mean, because there are crazy fucking women too, but maybe there just shouldn't be fucking whack jobs that want to murder women. I don't know. I don't know, something's not, I mean, I can only imagine if I was in held captive by some fucking serial killer, I'm trying to think, what would I do in order to get out of that situation? And I think it would just depend on a case-to-case basis. You know, if he had me in fucking zip ties, I would chew through those things. I would immediately chew. I can believe in my chewing abilities. I really think, like, I used to chew on stuff. That makes me sound like an animal. But, like, I used to chew on shit as, like, a... I don't know if I have ADHD. I don't know what the fuck... You know, when, like, you can't fucking sit still? Is that... But I'm not going to self-diagnose myself, but I'm very fidgety. And so, like, I would need stuff to, you know, chew on or whatever, or, like, mess with. So I used to chew on stuff a lot, and, like, I would destroy the fuck out of, like, a bottle cap or something. I'm like, I think I could totally chew through a fucking zip tie. Are you kidding me? They got my hands tied up. I'm chewing through that bitch. I'm turned into a dog. Roof, bitch. I'm literally, no questions asked. If it came down to it, I would be able to do that. No, without a doubt. Without a fucking doubt. You know, that's what kills me whenever you see, like, in Walmart, you'll see, like, the missing people, like, on, like, the little, you know, showcase thing. And I'm like, if I was put in that situation, I feel like I'd be smart enough to figure out how to get out, you know? People aren't that smart, you know? I feel like it'd be easy to outsmart a fucking serial killer. Well, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I, like, I'm so confident. I'm like, try me. Try me. Please. Please zip tie me and see what happens. Like, no, it's got to be a little bit more complicated than that. Come on now. But yeah, I didn't need to see that TikTok. And I still think about it. And I'm like, so scared every time I go to a grocery store. I'm like, I should not be scared. It's broad daylight at fucking 12 p.m. Why am I scared? But, you know, anything can happen. And I think I'm just, like, super aware. And actually, that's a good thing, though. You know, I could be not aware of my surroundings and get fucked. Literally, well, okay, never mind. We're just going to stop it right there, but I did not need to see that. We are going to move on to questions with Mac. I feel like we need to have a better fucking name for this segment, because I do questions, like, kind of all the time, like, on every episode, I would say. But this questions with Mac is kind of boring and annoying. I don't like that. That's not cute. But if you guys have any ideas, DM me and we'll see what we can come up with, like, a segment name. I don't know. I'm still trying to think about more segments that I can do. I do obviously, like, a lot of story times, because I can fucking think of a lot, like, as I'm just talking to you guys. But I do want to come up with, like, some more. But I don't like it, like, this podcast isn't really supposed to be, like, super serious. So unless, like, I'm, like, deadass, like, okay, this is actually serious. But most of the time, I'm just cracking jokes. Basically, one of the questions were, do girls like dump trucks on guys? And listen, if you're dragging that wagon back there, baby, it just can't be bigger than mine. That's all I gotta say. It just can't be bigger than mine. I think I would possibly be a slightly insecure if my man's ass was, like, a lot bigger than mine. You know, of course it's probably gonna be a little bit bigger, just because, like, if he's a big guy, he's gonna be a little bit bigger than me, and his ass is probably gonna be, like, a little bit bigger, which is fine. But if it's really bouncing back there, if we really got a lot of ass back there, I don't know if that would really sit right with me. I would be a little insecure. I think that actually just be probably some motivation to make my ass fatter. So in a sense, I guess, yeah, girls do like, I think in general, yes, girls do like guys with asses, like baseball butts. I know that's a thing. Like, a lot of girls like guys that have baseball butts. And if you guys don't know what that is, basically, you know, guys that wear baseball pants and their butt looks, like, nice. You got a nice little ass back there. It's good. It's a good thing. It's a blessing, right? But I think there's a point where it's too big, that's almost disturbing. It's almost like, what them cheeks doing back there? Why you got all the bakery back there? It's almost like that. But also, I don't want no flat Stanley either, really. So there's a happy medium. There's a happy medium. But I think in general, girls do like butts on guys. You know, it just has to be a nice butt. not too voluptuous, but not too small either. We don't want no board back there, okay? I think that's kind of how guys stand too, I would say. I mean, guys do like fat asses, but like not like too fat. You know, I think there's a happy medium for both. Happy medium. But for me personally, I do like a guy with a butt, but I just don't want it thanging back there. I don't want it really thanging, you know. I just don't want it to be way bigger than mine. If it's way bigger, I don't really feel too confident, right? Because if we're walking and say we get a picture from the back, whose ass is going to be popping more in the jeans? It's going to be his. And I'm going to be like, damn, even with the fit jeans on, my ass still can't be that fat. That's a shame, but also could use it as motivation. So, I don't know, take that as you will. If big asses, like fat asses on guys are for you, go girl. That means you dragging that wagon back there. Or you just got a little bit of a pancake and that's fine. Maybe you just like your man to make up for the ass of the relationship, you know? you know, there's a happy medium. Everyone has their preferences. Another topic that I wanted to kind of talk about was this one that someone mentioned. It was about mentality and focus. So this is kind of something that, on a more serious note, this is something that I, mentality wise, have kind of struggled with. Focus, not so much. So when it comes to training and stuff, obviously not every day is going to be a good day of training, and that's understandable. I'm pretty sure everyone has come to terms with that part, at least. Yes, while it does suck that you have those shitty days and those days that you feel like ass, one, two, the workout just doesn't go well, your mind muscles shit, if you're talking about bodybuilding wise, and then powerlifting wise, like all your lifts feel like dog shit. And they literally feel like 1,000 bajillion pounds. Yes, it's frustrating. Of course, everyone would agree that that is one of the fucking worst things. Whenever it comes to like being a part of the gym. Now, I think the real thing is it's if you're willing to put that aside and not let that ruin the rest of your day. Because I know a lot of people. I used to do this too, where I'd have a shitty workout or like my lifts would go shitty and I'd be like, I hate everything now. Like my whole day is fucking ruined. I failed my top set, whatever it was. And I would let that get to me and my confidence would be shot all the way down to the ground. And I think it's where you kind of have to make the choice. If you're going into this workout knowing that you don't feel best, but you're going to give it your all. And that's going to be that every day is a new day and you're just going to keep on pushing yourself. Or you can fucking sulk in the sadness of, oh, it just didn't feel good today, you know, like, this sucks, I suck, I'm like the worst ever, and do that, you know, and be sad the rest of the day. Like, what the fuck is that going to get you? That's not going to get you literally anywhere. That's in life, with anything. If you sulk on the stuff that, like, makes you upset or, like, is not good on your mental, yeah, of course you're going to fucking not feel good on a daily basis because that's all you're fucking thinking about. Don't fucking think about that. Just think about, okay, yeah, today was ass. I'm not gonna lie, today was ass, but tomorrow's gonna be better. Or, you know, all you can do is control the controllables, okay? So, like, I think with mentality, at least, like, for powerlifting, it's been kind of hard for me, you know, in a sense of, like, having confidence to do a certain lift. Like, if I... like on squat, for example, squat, I'm not very confident on. Like, I'll say that right now. Like, squat is definitely my weakest lift mentally. Like, that's a huge mental battle for me. Like, when the weight goes up, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I start to not really believe in myself. But I've slowly, especially over the past, I would say probably like month and a half, maybe, my confidence with squats even have like skyrocketed just because I've been like, okay, like, the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to fail. Like, that's the worst that's going to happen. Like, it's not the end of the world if I don't fucking get a lift. That just means I'm getting stronger, you know? So I think it's just kind of being able to tap into your mental and just kind of bring yourself, ground yourself a little bit and just be like, just realize, come to terms with that not every day is going to be a good day. And with focus wise in the gym, you just honestly have to, if you're having a rough day, sometimes it can be kind of hard to focus on like what you're supposed to be doing in the gym. And I've had those days like that where I just literally won't shut the fuck up and I keep talking at the gym, like not getting shit done. And that happens a lot to me. But focus wise, like if you just fucking put in your headphones and like let people know, like obviously if people come up to you, It's not that you're trying to be a bitch and you're like trying to like brush them away. But if you want to focus, you really kind of have to, you almost have to be a bitch, but you're not like trying to be a bitch. You know what I mean? It's just like a thing where you have your headphones in and you have short convos. Like if someone comes up to you like, hey man, like what's going on? That's it. And you dip, you know, it's not like you have to sit there and have a full on conversation. It's kind of up to you to make the make these decisions for yourself and be better. I feel like it's become kind of so normal now, like to come across as like such hard-headed like badasses in the gym when honestly no one's like that. No one's fucking like that. I don't care how much of a badass you think you are. You're probably not that much of a badass to where you never have bad days in the gym. Everyone has bad days in the gym and it's normal. And I feel like we need to kind of normalize that because so many people will just be like, oh yeah, like I go so hard in the gym and I always get sick pumps. I look fucking nuts. I look retarded. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, be a human for once and admit that you literally have bad days and shit happens. You're not going to be 100% 24/7. Like, just, I think, honestly, now I'm about to go on a fucking rant. Dude, so many people in the social media industry really fucking piss me off with, like, just having their fucking ass on a high horse. Like, what are you accomplishing by doing that? Like, just be genuine and true to yourself. Why do you have to, like, I know at least, like when I went to Alphaland, like, back in February, like, I noticed I felt so, like, belittled. I don't even know, like, I hate that. I hate that feeling. Like, when you go somewhere and you just feel, like, so tiny and, like, because you feel so much, like, alpha energy around you, basically, and, like, basically people that feel entitled, like, you can feel that energy, you know, and it will like play like onto you and you're like, I don't like this. And it makes you feel like insecure almost in a sense, you know? So I remember when I went to Alphaland in February, like that's kind of how that environment felt. Like it just felt like there were bigger name people like in the fitness industry that were there. And like just the energy everything gave off, it just felt like they felt so like entitled. And I just felt like this little tiny little like fuck in the corner, and I'm like, dude, why is this scary? Like everyone's equal. There should never be like tears. Like, ah, dude, that pisses me off like more than anything. And a lot of people will feel entitled just because of like their following or whatever. I'm like, dude, you're just like everybody else. Like, you literally are just like everybody else, okay? At the end of the day, we're all human. And I just feel like I don't know. There needs to be some type of end to that. Like we're all the same at the end, okay? And I think that's all I'm going to say on that topic. Like, I just can't stand entitled people or people that act entitled just because of like their Instagram following, whatever the fuck, you know? And I'm not saying this is every fucking influencer. It's totally not. But there, you know, there are like select few that bring off that energy like onto other people. And then it makes you kind of feel like, belittled, you know, in a sense. But anyways, that's all I kind of have to say about that, because I just think it's just that's the one thing about the fitness industry that does really irritate me, is that people that just aren't staying like true to themselves and they aren't genuine people. Okay, this next question is, would you rather be underrated or overrated? And I'd totally rather be underrated. Are you kidding me? There's so many underrated like people. And I feel like so many more people have like so much more respect for the people that are underrated. You know what I mean? I feel like that's like pretty much common sense. You know, like who would want to be overrated? You know, that's like basically saying like, you're not that cool. Yeah, you literally juggle fucking bricks on your titties. You're not that cool though. You're kind of overrated. Like what? Absolutely not. I would totally rather be underrated. Like totally. Like overrated, what's the point? What's the fun in that? What is the fun in that? Underrated, it's like you have a drive for something. You're like, yeah, I'm underrated. I gotta show them who's boss. You know what I mean? That would be so much fun. That would be so much fucking fun. Someone said, do you think you're a better or worse cook than the average head chef at Olive Garden? Absolutely. Am I a better cook? Yes, I am. Without a doubt. I can fucking cook you scallops and filet mignon right now on the spot, babe. Don't try me. Fuck your little overcooked pasta at Olive Garden, okay? Half your fucking noodles are mushy. And your sauce, you probably just got it from a fucking jar of Ragu in the back. Don't tell me that's homemade. That was not homemade, bitch. Let me see that you're Italian. You're not. Yeah. All these Italian places, fake Italian places. They're not even real. I bet you the chef back there can't even fucking tell me one word in Italian. Okay? That's ridiculous. Olive Garden slander all the way. I probably haven't been to Olive Garden in like years. Like years. I don't even remember the last time I went. But last time I went, I know it was not very good. And so I'm 100% sure. 110% sure that I could outcook the head chef at Olive Garden. And I like how I'm hyping on my cooking abilities when I literally made chicken the other day and I didn't even season it. My roommates were like getting on to me. Monica was like, you literally did not just cook that chicken with no seasoning on it. She was like, everyone and the right in their right mind would be disappointed in you. And I'm like, listen, I don't know, it's for the gains, okay? It's for the gains. But no, I'm not horrible at cooking. I'm fine, but I'm like, I don't cook for like other people, so like it's just kind of like whatever. I don't, if it doesn't taste bad to me, it's okay, you know. So I'm not like yeah, let me cook for the whole entire fucking football team and see if they like my cooking. Like that's not it. But I just thought that was really funny. Oh, okay. And then my last one I think I'll talk about is a fuck, marry, kill SBD edition. And I think everyone will know my answer to this. You can probably already guess it, what it is. So fuck, what can I hit and quit once? Hit and quit once, deadlift for sure. I don't think I'd ever marry a deadlift. Me and deadlifts have been kind of on and off for about a year now. It's been a hit or miss. Deadlifts are definitely a one night stand. And, you know, I'm fine with that. I don't want to have babies with deadlift, okay? We will use protection for sure. Now, I'm marrying bench, though. I would have D1 babies with bench. I don't give two shits, all right? Bench has been there for me day one. It's never failed me. Well, actually, it did. It did in the summer. I was having a really bad bench plateau. Like, I don't know what was going on. My whole bench fucked. It was fucked. Like, I literally couldn't move anything over, like, fucking 200, and it was... for like, yeah, it was bad. It was so bad. So marrying bench and then killing squat, because fuck squats till the day I die. I don't think I'll ever truly love squatting. I don't think that will ever become a thing for me. And unless, you know, I think if I didn't ever fuck up my knee, I would love squats. But I do not love squats because of the fact that my knee's a pussy and wants to like be weak. Like, what are we doing? Like, literally be strong. Like, you're dumb. And I think that's just why I don't like squats, because it doesn't hurt. It doesn't feel good on my knee. I can hear my knee feeling like a little bit of Rice Krispies. It's not really something I love to hear, but it needs to be done. Actually, I have high bar squats today, so that makes me actually that makes me sick to my stomach. I hate high bar, but anyways, I think that's where we're going to wrap it up. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I think this was episode 5, maybe? Is it 5? I think it's 5. Wow, 5 episodes deep, baby. We're going crazy. We're going ham. But I will talk to you guys next Thursday. Have a fantastic week this week. Please don't step in dog shit. And if your dog does shit on the floor, throw it in the dumpster. Spots doesn't deserve to go play fetch in the backyard anymore, all right, babe? Toss him. Toss them in the dumpster, babe. See ya!